For more information on Victory Faith Centre and to download sermons at no charge, visit www.victoryfaithcentre.org.au.
You too have your way tonight, Lord, in this message. We thank you for the presence of God here with us tonight. We love you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Tonight, the importance of attending church. So let's see what the scripture says about this, and let's find out what the mind of the Lord is about this. So firstly, let's look in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25. The scripture says, "Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it." So that's the way the Lord values the church. That's how much he values the church. The Bible says Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. So who is the church? The church is the body of believers who believe that Jesus Christ is their Saviour. That's his body, and he is the head. So the church is the body of Christ, comprised of people, the individuals who believe in him as their Saviour and Lord. And the way the Lord sees the church and how he esteems the church is that he loves the church. He loves the church so much so that he gave himself for it. He gave himself for the church. You know, he died on the cross for the church so that he could have his family, his body in the earth. And that is the people. So, see, that shows how much the Lord loves the church. And if the Lord esteems the church like that, we also, as his body, should esteem the church also and not spurn it, not devalue it, because the Lord values the church. The Lord values it. So the church is very important in the Lord's eyes. Let's have a look in Matthew 16, verses 15 to 19. In Matthew 16, verses 15 to 19. And let's start at verse 15. The scripture says, "He saith unto them, But whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." So here, we can see here that the truth was revealed that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, the living God. He is Jesus, the Lord Christ. And Jesus made the statement that was revealed to Peter by the Lord, and upon the rock of the truth that he is the Lord Jesus Christ, the Saviour, he will build his church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So the Lord is doing a work right now in the earth. He's building his church. He's building his church. Now, he It's his will for his body, the individual members, to be part of that work. So how can you be a part, how can you be used in doing that work if you're not a part of it? If you're not valuing it and being part of it the way the Lord has said that he is building it. So if a person stays away from attending church, then they're not being a part of the church. They're not joining in with the work that the Lord Jesus is doing, because he is building his church. So he's building his church right now, and he wants his people to be part of that. They can't be part of it if they separate themselves from the true church, the body of Christ. It is his will that we come together, gather together, and collectively be part of the work that he is doing. Because how does he build his work? How does he build his church? He uses his body to build it. He uses his body to build the church. We are his instruments. We are his people to be used to do his work. So God wants us not to separate ourselves, but to be part of the body of Christ. To be part of the body. The body is important, and gathering together to have church, the local church, is important. It's a place where we are used of God. It's a place where we receive things of the Lord, such as teaching and ministry and encouragement and blessing and help, and we get to contribute to the local church. And if we separate ourselves, we're really disobeying the Lord's commandment. And it's being disobedient to the Lord to neglect attending church. So let's have a look in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 19 to 22. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 19 to 22. The scripture says, "Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit." See, that shows the work that the Lord is doing and our place in it. We are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, and Jesus Christ is the cornerstone. So he's at the base. He's the cornerstone. And we are building up ourselves and our church on the foundation of firstly Jesus and the apostles and prophets, and we're fitly framed together, and we are building up this holy temple of the Lord, and that temple is the church, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. So the church is the temple of the Lord. The body of Christ is the temple of the Lord, and the Holy Spirit, he's building it, and he's building it. Jesus Christ is working in us also. He's working in us to build his church. So the Lord has a plan for the church, and we are the parts of the church. We are the lively stones of the church, and the church is the place where he dwells. He dwells in the church, just like he dwelt in the tabernacle of the Old Testament and the temple. He dwells in his body now, being the church. So it's disobedient and neglectful to not be part of the local church assembly, because God is here. This is where you can come together and worship him and learn and grow and let the Lord minister to you.
That's right.
Because he does minister in the local church. He ministers in the local church. Let's have a look in Hebrews 10:25. And the Lord says in Hebrews 10:25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. So you see, the Lord has very clearly said it's a commandment to attend church, and he says that by saying not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. He's talking about Christians, the body of Christ. He's talking about that. We assemble ourselves together. We assemble ourselves. Firstly, we come together as the local church, and we shouldn't forsake that, as the manner of some is. So some people do get wrong doctrines about and thinking they can just have church themselves without being part of the local church. But that is not God's will. You should come together with other believers in the local church. And that's where you get a chance to exhort one another. And so much the more as you see the day approaching, because we're coming closer to Christ's second coming. And as the times get harder, we need to come together to exhort one another, to help one another. So the local church is important for that, and the Lord has established that for us. So it's a clear commandment to attend church. Let's go over to Psalm 92 and verse 13. Psalm 92 and verse 13. And the scripture says in this verse, those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. So how does a Christian flourish? Who are the Christians that flourish? They are the ones that are planted in the house of the Lord. Now that's a direct warning against church hopping from one church to another without putting your roots down in a church. There is a place that God has ordained, and God's will is for every Christian to be a part of the local church. And it's God's will that the Christian find that place. And then if they find that place and they attend it faithfully and diligently and be loyal to it, God will bless them and they will flourish. They will flourish. It's a blessing and an encouragement to be a person who attends their local church faithfully and contributes to that church in a godly way. They will flourish, and the Lord blesses them for doing that. So church hoppers, really, that's not God's will. It's not pleasing to the Lord to do that, because they're not putting their roots down. They need to put their roots down in the place that God has for them. So really, it's really a key thing to flourish and prosper in life is to find the church God has for you and to be part of it. And if you don't know what it is, you need to find out. I know that we have, praise the Lord, and God has blessed us here in this church because he's given us a lot of good knowledge and wisdom here. And he's done things in this church, wonderful things in this church. So I thank the Lord for this church. So those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. Praise the Lord. Have a look in Hebrews 13:17. Hebrews Hebrews 13 and verse 17, which says, "Obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you." So what the Lord is saying here is that the Lord has set rulership and order in his body, and he set that through the church. So he says clearly, obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves. So who has the rule over you? Your leadership, your pastor, and the eldership God has set in place in the church, in his body. So they watch for your souls, the Bible says, because as they that must give account. So they've got to give account to the Lord for what they do with the position God has put them in. So this is showing us that Christ has set order and rulership in his body, and to obey that, you have to be a part of it. You need to be a part of it. You can't be keeping away and staying away and come into line with this scripture. You have to be a part of it and be in the local church and be a good and obedient person in your local church. Be obedient in your local church, not a rebellious person in the church, but an obedient person in the church, because we're all obedient, and our obedience is going right up to the Lord Jesus Christ as far as the pastor goes. We're obedient to the Lord Jesus Christ because he's the head. He's the head of the body. So he has set that in order. Let's have a look at 1 Corinthians 12, verse 7. Now, this scripture says, "But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal." And the manifestation of the Spirit is with a capital S, meaning the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. So every Christian has been given a gift, and the manifestation of the Spirit to be manifested to others. And in your life personally, to bless you, but also to bless others as well. So it's given to every man. So how are you going to use your gift that God has given you for benefit to others, your brethren, if you don't attend church? How will your brethren benefit if you are keeping yourself away from church? The manifestation of the Spirit, it's designed and it's God's will that it be manifested in the church. So how will you share it? How will you share it if you stay away from church? See, that's the reason why the Lord has set the church here, so that we can use it as a place where we can bless others with our gift, with our gifts that God has given us, the manifestation of the Spirit. Let's, in this same chapter, read verse 28, which says, "And God hath set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, government, diversities of tongues." And he goes on to say that he goes on to show that these things are given to different people in the church. And he says in verse 31, "But covet earnestly the best gifts." So you see, God has set roles and he set order and he set gifts in the church for the blessing of the church. So God has called and ordained and endowed people with gifts to bless the church with. And if a person stays away, then they're not using in God's, according to God's will, what God has given them. So it is to be used to minister to others and to receive ministry. Go to 1 Corinthians 14 and let's read verses 4 and 5. The scripture says in 1 Corinthians 14, 4 and 5, "He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself, but he that prophesieth edifieth the church. I would that ye all spake with tongues, but rather that ye prophesied, for greater is he that prophesieth than he that speaketh with tongues, except he interpret, that the church may receive edifying." So, see, the Holy Ghost ministers through the church. It says in verse 4 that he that prophesieth edifieth the church. So when you come to church, you can hear the prophecies of the Lord, and they are meant for the edification of the church. See, that's a ministry that blesses the church, that prophecy, and also the tongues and interpretation of tongues. Those things that a Christian does in the church setting, they're meant to impart the knowledge and wisdom of God to the church. And if a person stays away, then they're missing out on that. They're missing out on it, because God has given those things to be used in the church when we gather together collectively. He's given those things to be used so that we can understand his will on things, his mind.
Thank you.
To hear those things. Let's go to Jude 1, verses 17 to 20. Jude 1, verses 17 to 20. And the scripture says, "But, beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time who walk after their own ungodly lusts. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost." Now the church is a place where you are built up in faith. You are built up. So this scripture shows us that it is God's will for you to be built up on your most holy faith. And the way that you get built up is by exposing yourself to the Word of God. And the Word of God is preached to you in your church. So you are built up in your most holy faith. And that's a key place where you get built up, is in your church. And separating yourself is wrong. Verse 19 says, "These be they who separate themselves." So separating yourself is not right in God's eyes. You need to come together with your brothers and sisters in the Lord and build up yourself and help others to be built up as well. Let's go to 2 Timothy 2:15. Timothy 2:15 says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." So here, the scripture shows us that God wants us to study, to show ourselves approved unto God. So what do we do in church? We study the Word of God, just like we're doing now. We study the Word of God, and that is necessary, both private study at home and study together in the church collectively. We study to show ourselves approved unto God, rightly dividing the word of truth. Now, if people separate themselves and stay away, then there's a risk that, and a lot of people, this happens with a lot of people, they get funny doctrines in their head about things, and they can stray away, and it's easy for them to become targets for the devil to put wrong doctrines in their mind. And without the correction of a person who has the right thinking, the right mind about it, they can stay in their wrong doctrines and they'll probably get worse if they separate themselves. But if they come to church, then they're exposing themselves to the truth, and wrong doctrines can get corrected when you hear the truth. So you study to show yourself approved unto God. And that's another reason why God has set us together in the local church, is that we can keep each other on track. And with right doctrines, we can help each other. We can help each other to understand the Word of God. And the Spirit uses us to help each other to understand. You know, people can get revelation by listening to the preaching. And the Lord uses that. If you stay away, you're missing out on that. And the actual blessing and comfort that you get from coming together, the encouragement that you get from coming together with other believers, because it does encourage us to come together with other believers. It encourages us. So we can study, and the word is studied at church. And let's finish with 1 Peter 5:8. Which says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour." Now that is the truth. The devil is here in this earth as a roaring lion, walking about, seeking whom he may devour. And imagine a sheep straying away from the flock. What gets picked off first? The sheep that strays away from the flock. When the sheep stays in the flock, they can get protected. The shepherd will protect them in the flock, but those that stray away, they're the first ones to get picked off by the predator. So that's an analogy there. And the devil is there. And if a person stays away and separates themselves, then they make themselves a target for the enemy. So God values the church. And we can see that it is a place where we study the Word of God, we get encouraged, we be corrected, we make sure we have the right doctrines, are teaching the right doctrines. And really, it's important, because you have to think of it like we are a military body, really, good soldiers of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we have to work together as a body. We have to work together, and this is our this is our part of the body here. We all have a part to play in it, and it is God's will that we do that. So let's close in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. We thank you for being here with us tonight, Lord, and blessing us with this local church. We thank you, Lord. We esteem you and give you thanks that you've given us the Word of God and given us each other, Lord. We thank you that Jesus is our Lord, and we bless you and praise you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.